Our fourth story now. Thousands of people have staged a rally in the streets of the Jordanian capital Amman to protest against a planned visit by the U.S. Secretary of State. The protesters also expressed anger at the so-called peace talks between Israel and the Palestinian Authority. The protesters came from Arab nationalist groups and Jordanian tribes. They chanted anti-US slogans and called on Palestinian groups to reject the so-called peace process. They demanded Jordan's King Abdullah to annul the 1994 peace treaty between Israel and Jordan. The protest comes as the US Secretary of State has been trying to push Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and acting Palestinian Authority Chief Mahmoud Abbas to accept a deal over occupied territories.
We are against the plans of Kerry, which are supposed to be a resolution for the Palestinian problem. What we have heard up till now, nothing written from that, from these suggestions.
We are here to tell Kerry and his followers that his plan will fail. The Palestinian people, the Jordanian people, and the whole Arab world will never accept such plan. What he does, even his billions of dollars, will not liquidate the Palestinian cause and the Arab causes.
Let's go to Malahu and talk to Ralph Shorman, author of The Hidden History of Zionism. Welcome, sir. Mr. Shorman, what role does Jordan play in the process of the Palestinian-Israeli peace talks?
Well, King Abdullah and the Jordanian regime have always been one of the country-selling regimes that have colluded with imperialism and have been part of the process of exploiting and expropriating the Palestinian people. And I think what's significant about the demonstration is that it does not only include the Palestinian population in refugee camps. A large part of the population of Jordan are Palestinians who have been expelled from their homes in the process of the Nakba, the liquidation of their villages and their towns and their homes, the massacres and the crimes that have been visited continuously against the Palestinian people. But this protest embraces the Jordanian tribes, the population that is not of Palestinian origin. In fact, the population is mobilized against the country-selling regime itself. And I think the fundamental expression here is that this so-called peace process has nothing to do with peace. It is a process of pacification and subjugation. That is the common theme that you find expressed by mass organizations, by popular groups from country to country across the region, now in Jordan, but recently in Palestine, in Egypt, across the region, in fact. Everyone who understands the experience of the past decades realizes that this peace process is rather reminiscent of a film by the great American comedian Mel Brooks called To Be or Not to Be, in which he is parodying Adolf Hitler, who sings a song, "All we want is peace, a little piece of Turkey, a small slice of Iraq, and then we devour Pakistan and end up with Iran." That's what this is about. This has nothing to do with peace. It's pacification, it's subjugation, and it's betrayal of the aspirations of the people of Palestine and the peoples of the region as well.
Right, Mr. Shorman, as we speak and as the Palestinians and the Israelis do their so-called negotiation, Israel keeps on building settlements. Just how much is the settlement issue a determining factor in defining Palestinian statehood?
Well, when you say they keep building settlements, the whole predicate of the colonial state, the Zionist state, is the eradication of the Palestinian people from their land. Settlements, the original aspiration of the Zionist movement, when it was expressed by Rabbi Fishman before the Joint Committee of the United Nations in 1947, when Palestine was being partitioned over the heads of the Palestinian people, the Zionist groups were asked to present a map of what constituted Eretz Israel, or the land of Israel. They did. They produced a map based upon the diaries of Theodor Herzl. It included all of Palestine, all of Lebanon, all of Jordan, one-third of Egypt, two-thirds of Iraq, one-quarter of Syria, the southern tier of Turkey, and Kuwait. Eretz Israel. It included Cairo, by the way. It included up to the Nile. The aspirations of the Zionist state as an instrument of imperialism have always been conquest and subjugation of the peoples of the region and seizure of more land. This peace process has zero to do with peace and everything to do with advancing that agenda. And the victims have not just been the Palestinian people, but the people who aspire to sovereignty and control over their resources and self-determination and an end to the colonial process. Those are the real issues underlying this, and they infuse the minds and the spirit and the heart of the mass of the peoples of the region in Jordan, in Palestine, and throughout.
All right. On that note, we'll leave it there for the time. Many thanks to Ralph Shorman, author of The Hidden History of Zionism. Thanks for your time there, sir.